This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. It's snowing out, kind of. Rain and snow mix. Does that count?
Spitting. I know, just a little bit. Well, when I went to bed last night, it was like sleeting. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be a long, rough night.
Could hear it.
I got up this morning and then just nothing. Really. A little spit.
I got a few Christmas decorations out yesterday, people.
Really?
Yep. Well, I went downstairs to our basement and there was like a bag of like Christmas pillows and a blanket. And I was like, I'll take that upstairs.
I'm already here.
I know.
Rain, snow mix this morning in the mostly cloudy skies. We'll see a high around 36 today. And we're pretty close to that now. It's 35 here at Cincinnati's Q102. The passing of a legend, Marvel legend Stan Lee, has died. We'll cover that here in just a few minutes. Also, Serena Williams is one of GQ's Men of the Year. What an honor.
Right?
Also, Toy Story 4, meet Forky.
Oh, yes.
And New Orleans bar band won't give Christina Aguilera the mic. So we have a bunch of stuff to get you caught up on. The first E! News of the day is coming up straight ahead with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. Let's begin this hour's E! News with GQ's Men of the Year.
All right. GQ announced its Men of the Year yesterday. Michael B. Jordan is the leader of the year. And he makes it clear in the magazine that he is building an empire like Tom Cruise, Leonardo DiCaprio, or Will Smith. He says, I want to be worldwide. He adds, my career is awesome. It's going great. There's other places in my life that I'm bleeping lacking at. I'm very mature and advanced in a lot of areas of life. Dating may not be one of them. My personal life is not. I don't really know what dating is. Which, you know, he's one of those amazingly gorgeous men. You would think that it would be easy for him to meet a lot of women and find women that are willing to go out with him. But apparently he's having some issues.
I was telling you guys in the Facebook Live video that I saw Nicki Minaj on the E! People's Choice Awards the other night. She kind of gave him a little shout out like, hey, Michael B. Jordan, you like this dress? You can take it off if you want to.
I've heard a lot of female celebrities call him out by name as they would like to spend some time with.
And for good reason.
Mm-hmm. This year's honorees also include Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians as Star of the Year. Jonah Hill as Director of the Year. Robert Mueller as Master of Science. And Serena Williams as Champion of the Year.
Yeah, and you were asking about Creed 2, Jen.
Uh-huh.
It comes out November 21st.
Oh, wow. So next week.
Next week.
Cool. Did you guys ever see the first one? Were you fans of the Rocky movies at all? No.
I can't.
So, you know, what is so weird about that is I am not a fan of boxing. I do not want to watch it.
And I don't like.
But those movies, I love boxing movies. Between
that one
and the one, there was another one out with the chick from The Notebook and the dude that Taylor Swift dated. I can't think of names this morning, but it was really super good. He was a boxer, too. It's another boxing movie.
Mark Wahlberg had that boxing movie.
He did, and it was really good. I never saw that one, but I heard it was really good.
I just can't.
That actually
take
was really good.
Yeah.
It's called The Fighter.
Yeah.
But
it was less about, like, a lot of the Rocky movies were kind of the same theme, you know? Like, he's a fighter. He goes down. He's got to kind of claw his way back and you know, the fighter just felt like there was just more story to it.
Yeah.
Than the formulaic boxing plot that the original movies, the original Rocky movies, they felt like got repetitive after a while. I'd probably seen 3 out of what, the 8 of them. There were a lot. Yeah.
I don't know, but you have to admit the first one was good.
The first teaser for Toy Story 4, speaking of sequels, came out yesterday, and all your favorite characters are back, plus a new one. His name is Forky, and he is a plastic fork with googly eyes and pipe cleaner arms. Technically, I suppose you could argue he's a spork, so maybe he should have been named Sporky. I don't know. But whatever the case, he knows he's not in the right place because he keeps yelling, "I don't belong here. I'm not a toy." Toy Story 4 comes out next June.
Anything can be a toy, almost. It's true.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Almost. Do we know the voices? Is it a famous voice? I don't know.
Is it one we're going to recognize?
I'll look it up for you.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.